finish at the end of December. Starting on the 1st of April this year, and then continuously, 24 hours a day, from the 11th of August until the 12th of December, we were on the air for 4 months, bringing listeners the latest developments in electronic communications and broadcasting. Through that time, you've been sending us over 100 letters each week, telling us how much that kind of speech programming was appreciated. We also know that we had a fair number of very enthusiastic blind listeners. So we remain a legal operation and close down on December the 30th, unless some government writes us out the license we've been asking for since 3 years ago. What would the other possible options be? We could stay on the air from the Republic of Ireland, or we could come on the air from England. By making public the time and place, this would be a fairly straightforward act of civil disobedience, and the presumably inevitable court case would form part of the history of broadcasting. However, these are not options that we regard as compatible with a professional operation.
The letters you send are what has made this project worthwhile. And thank you again to everybody who has taken the trouble to write. We got letters from people aged between 17 and 70, and anyone in the media world will know that something appealing to such an age range is most unusual. Some of the historical items we have carried, the development of magnetic tape, the story of radar, old BBC transmitting stations, the invention of magnetic recording from wire recorders to digital tape, and others, have brought in letters from people involved in the work up to 50 years ago. If we were staying on the air, one thing we would have liked to do was organise a contact point so that people who worked together years ago could get in touch with each other again.
One thing we have achieved might be the most listened to programme per watt transmitted, and we mean listened to. Many shortwave stations are heard and logged, but your letters make it quite clear that people really do listen to radio facts.
The use of shortwaves has fallen significantly over the last 20 years, and everyone seems agreed that, with a view to the future, what radio facts has demonstrated is now a useful and appropriate use of 9 kHz of the spectrum. What can you do? Well, if you think radio facts or something like it should be offered a license, you could write to your Member of Parliament at the House of Commons, London, SW1A, OAA, and the Ministers responsible are Douglas Hurd and Timothy Renton at the Home Office, Queen Anne's Gate, London, SW1H9AT.
You are the people who know it's rubbish to say that no frequencies are available. There are a greater number of you using the HF spectrum for education and recreation than all other users put together. So your voice should carry some weight in decisions about what some fraction of it is to be used for.
To put the number of letters we got in context, it was more each week than the BBC Radio 4 Any Answers programme has been receiving recently. That's a response any station would be proud of.
We have a Smart Blue station card, which lists most of the people involved in the project. And it comes with 6 pages of information of all about radio facts. The printing envelope and postage cost us about 75 pence. So we ask you to send along 50 pence in British stamps, 3 international reply coupons, or $1 to Radio Facts, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU67BG.
Heart desires, the perfect bubble means the perfect world.
As you know, we received a letter from the Right Honourable Lord Thompson of Monifieth, who is chairman of the Independent Broadcasting Authority. This is what he had to say. Thank you for your letter of the 14th of October about transmitting radio facts on HF from a transmitter in the United Kingdom. Unfortunately, we cannot help you because under the present legislation, Broadcasting Act 1981, as far as radio is concerned, the IBA can only transmit local sound broadcasting services. In your plan, you cover the British Isles. You probably know that the government intends to introduce legislation, probably late 89 or early 90, which is intended to expand the opportunities for broadcasting. It would probably be prudent for you to press the Home Office to address the HF aspect. It has not featured in any discussions we have had with their officials. HF was also not mentioned in the Green Paper on radio. I'm sorry we cannot help, but wish you luck with your exciting project. That was a letter from Lord Thompson to us at Radio Facts in October this year. Thank you.
Touch your eyes.
hadn't heard, the government recently launched a white paper all about enterprise. Patrick Hosking from The Independent described it like this. Lord Young, Secretary of State for Trade and Industry, promised no let-up in the shredding of red tape which hampers business, as he unveiled a white paper on deregulation. It specifies almost 80 new proposals for next year across 16 government departments. A section on Europe stresses the importance of stemming unnecessary bureaucracy. Lord Young said the government stifled enterprise, discouraged innovation, and removed incentives when it got too involved in economic activity. But he stressed deregulation would not be at the expense of safeguards. He said this is not about removing the regulations we all need to protect our environment, or the health and safety of the public, or to give us the assurances and information we need as consumers. Our objective is better regulation, less gobbledygook, less paperwork, and a better service for enterprise. Deregulation is rarely glamorous. The government's battles to allow bingo halls to open before lunchtime and to relax restrictions on orange juice imports are unlikely to appear in the history books. Nevertheless, these and 120 other deregulatory measures achieved in the last 18 months are the bread and butter of deregulation. Singly, they appear lightweight. Together, Lord Young claims, they represent a significant easing of the restrictions and costs which burden British business.
Well, giving people HF licenses is not one of the items. Of course, there is no reason why the DTI could not license radio fax as a utility service, in the same way that specialist services for mariners and aviators and press agency transmissions are permitted. We thought of this some 6 months ago and wrote to Lord Young, but his reply at that time was not encouraging.
We all know we'll get a license one day. We all knew Citizens Band would be licensed. The only question is whether we'll be drawing our pensions when it happens.
Out from the rain.
April this year, and then continuously 24 hours a day from the 11th of August until the 12th of December, we were on the air for 4 months, bringing listeners the latest developments in electronics, communications and broadcasting. Apart from special programs starting on the evening of the 17th of December and over Christmas, we are playing music until our final close down on the 30th of December. We have a Smart Blue station card, which lists most of the people involved in the project. And it comes with 6 pages of information all about radio facts. The printing, envelope and postage cost us about 75 pence. So we ask you to send along 50 pence in British stamps, 3 international reply coupons or $1 to Radio Facts, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU6. 7BG.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, that's heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know know it's gonna be a lovely day. When the day the ladder hit up me,
this is Radio Fax, 6205 daytime, 1611 nighttime, with Holly Robson
and Trevor Brook.
I believe you're everywhere.
24 hours a day from the 11th of August until the 12th of December, we were on the air for 4 months, bringing listeners the latest developments in electronics, communications and broadcasting. Apart from special programs starting on the evening of the 17th of December and over Christmas, we are playing music until our final close down on the 30th of December. We have a smart blue station card which lists most of the people involved in the project. And it comes with 6 pages of information all about radio facts. The printing, envelope and postage cost us about 75 pence. So we ask you to send along 50 pence in British stamps, 3 international reply coupons or $1 to Radio Facts, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU67BG. government recently launched a white paper all about enterprise. Patrick Hosking from The Independent described it like this. Lord Young, Secretary of State for Trade and Industry, promised no let-up in the shredding of red tape which hampers business, as he unveiled a white paper on deregulation. It specifies almost 80 new proposals for next year across 16 government departments. A section on Europe stresses the importance of stemming unnecessary bureaucracy. Lord Young said the government stifled enterprise, discouraged innovation, and removed incentives when it got too involved in economic activity. But he stressed deregulation would not be at the expense of safeguards. He said this is not about removing the regulations we all need to protect our environment, or the health and safety of the public, or to give us the insurances and information we need as consumers. Our objective is better regulation, less gobbledygook, less paperwork, and a better service for enterprise. Deregulation is rarely glamorous. The government's battles to allow bingo halls to open before lunchtime and to relax restrictions on orange juice imports are unlikely to appear in the history books. Nevertheless, these and 120 other deregulatory measures achieved in the last 18 months are the bread and butter of deregulation. Singly, they appear lightweight. Together, Lord Young claims, they represent a significant easing of the restrictions and costs which burden British business.
Well, giving people HF licences is not one of the items. Of course, there is no reason why the DTI could not license Radiofax as a utility service, in the same way that specialist services for mariners and aviators and press agency transmissions are permitted. We thought of this some 6 months ago and wrote to Lord Young, but his reply at that time was not encouraging.
We all know we'll get a license one day. We all knew Citizens Band would be licensed. The only question is whether we'll be drawing our pensions when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Burke, the Minister for Industry and Communications in the Republic of Ireland, has commented that some radio stations have informed his department that they will close down at the end of the year.
We at Radio Facts wrote to Ray Burke in Dublin on the 4th of November to advise him that Radio Facts would be closing in accordance with the new act passed by Dáil Éireann.
What we're wondering here is, are these facts connected and does he mean us?
Oh, Information sheet is available if you send along 1 14-pence British stamp or 1 international reply coupon to Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU6 7 8.
We're gonna tell you one.
is Radio Fax, 6205 daytime, 1611 nighttime.
Ooh, I'm not.